Welcome to Common Prayer, episode 76, on Thursday, June 18th. Today we look at the parable of yeast, and as we'll see continuously looking at the parables, a small piece that may be hidden and unseen can spread and cause growth that can last over hundreds of years, and in the kingdom's case, thousands of years. May we be impacted to realize the small bit that we share with another person can cause a huge spread of the kingdom, changing the world. Welcome to Common Prayer.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. Welcome once again to our time together of prayer and reflection that we call Common Prayer. It's good to have you here today and every day that you come. And we're in the process of looking at some of the parables of Jesus this week, the stories that he told so that people could understand better what the kingdom of God was like. We've talked about the parable of the hidden treasure, the lost coin, the mustard seed, and today, the parable of the yeast. And I've been thinking that during the last few months of sheltering in place, I've noticed that a lot of people are getting into baking bread. Have you? And I've got to say that I've gotten into it at least some myself, or I'm trying to, because I figured, why not? I don't have a big jammed social calendar like I used to have, so why not give it a try? But it is not easy. And it takes all day. And I don't think I ever realized what incredible lessons that there are to be learned from baking bread, and especially with the significant role that yeast plays in the whole process. And that kind of reminds me of a story. Our family took a vacation years ago when our girls were younger, when we went to Disneyland and California Adventure Park. And just so you know, I'm not a huge go on every ride kind of gal because I get queasy, especially on the fast and jerky ones. But on this particular day, Ron and I decided to head over to California Adventure Park with our park hopper, and we left the girls at Disneyland for a couple hours with their cousins. And it was one of those just scorching hot days. I mean, it was over 100 degrees in the shade. And he and I were getting more and more tired and hot. So we took a break and we sat on this bench and we just happened to look up at this one ride called the Tower of Terror. Sounds so inviting, doesn't it? And I thought to myself, there is no way that I am going on that one. And I just started glancing around for a slower ride and noticed that next to the Tower of Terror was this place called the Sourdough Factory, where you could go in and see how sourdough bread is made. And I said to myself, self, that's just what you need. And I said to Ron, hey, instead of going on the Tower of Terror, let's go on the How They Make Sourdough Bread ride. And he's more adventurous than I am, but he agreed. So we went. We went inside where there was air conditioning too, and we learned the story of the Boudin Bakery. And we learned that it started in 1849 and that the sourdough yeast strain that they used to make the first loaf way back then is the very same strain that they preserve and continue to use to make their sourdough bread today. At the end of the tour, they gave us a sample, which was the best part, and I ate a delicious piece of sourdough bread that had a yeast strain that went back over 150 years. And day after day, year after year, for the past 150 years, they make their sourdough bread by tearing off a little piece of leavened dough, and they set it aside and put it in the next batch of their sourdough. So that was our exciting hot day at California Adventure, but it was a good one. And it leads into what our parable is for today, which is from Matthew 13:33. And let me read you what it says. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into about 60 pounds of flour until it worked all through the dough. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into about 60 pounds of flour until it worked all through the dough. It helped me to find out that in every household in Jesus' day, the person who was responsible for baking the bread would also save a piece of leavened dough from a risen batch before it was baked, and then when the next batch was mixed, she took the saved piece from the previous batch and hid it and placed it in the new batch so that the yeast could work its way through the new batch and make it rise. Are you with me? What do you think is the unique hidden thing that is revealed through this parable of the yeast? I've thought and thought about it, and I think it's that what starts hidden eventually becomes impactful. A small piece of starter can influence 60 pounds of flour. That is a whole lot of flour. And so too, our seemingly small, Holy Spirit-prompted investments in the kingdom and in other people's lives can and will, over time, have a significant impact. And just as a reminder, in this kingdom of God that we're a part of, the impact comes from within. We're kingdom people, and we're called to penetrate and permeate our spheres of influence in the world, just like a little yeast works its way through a humongous lump of dough. And over time, the impact will be eventually noticed and tasted by many. Both of the parables that we've talked about, yesterday, the mustard seed, and the yeast today, are about things that start in secret, small and hidden, inconspicuous, as we say, but with patience and time, they make a great impact. And I hope that you'll think about that a little bit more, even after you're done listening, and that you'll be encouraged too as you participate in things that seem very small. When you pray, as you go to work, as you care for your children and your family, or for your parents, or as you love your neighbors, remember that smallness or hiddenness always matters. And even though we can't see it, God's at work and His kingdom will ultimately affect everything and everyone. I'd like to transition now into a time of reflection. And as is our custom, once again, invite you to relax, to center yourself, and to invite the Holy Spirit to speak to you now. You know, contact is necessary between the yeast and the dough. And for the kingdom of God to have an impact in the world, kneading, K-N-E-A-D-I-N-G, is necessary too, so that the yeast spreads throughout the dough. I'd like to ask you to take a few moments to remember with me that we're never meant to isolate ourselves from others, but to care for and to touch people's lives wherever we are, wherever we go. And I'd just like you to thank God, to take a few moments to thank Him for that calling and that purpose for which we've been created. And then the woman mixing the yeast throughout the dough is a picture that Jesus creates to describe the church, which is you and me, the agents through whom the kingdom of God is intended to touch and to influence. But it always starts so small. And when we think of all the big things going on in the world right now, the pandemic, the racial tension, unemployment, recession, it's so easy to be overwhelmed because those things are so big. But I think it's important to remember that God often starts things small, unnoticed. And along those lines, let me ask you, who is it that God is prompting you now to listen to quietly? Who might He be calling you to serve, even anonymously? Who might He be calling you to learn from or to give your resources to? Who might He be calling you to pray for? To even fast for? Whose burden is He calling you to carry and to share? Is there someone that He is asking you to have an important, maybe quiet conversation with? Or is He prompting you to forgive someone? Or to ask forgiveness from someone in your heart? Would you bring those to Him? Church, may you know today that the unseen, quiet, even secret ways that you go about spreading the kingdom of God, the hidden ways that you're seeking to make Him smile when no one else seems to see or to care, never, ever go unnoticed by Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us on Common Prayer today. Common Prayer is a ministry founded by Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. Our episode today was hosted by Kathy Bergren, our women's pastor, with original music by Brandon Passion, our worship pastor. Check our website, cpc.org, for more episodes daily.